bind us together with love. The best definition of love that I know is looking out for the other person's best interest, even when it costs you. That's love. Looking out for the other person's best interest, even when it costs you. Is that not what Jesus Christ did? Looking out for our best interest, even when it cost Jesus Christ his life. What an incredible thing. The words that I read and that you've heard twice today were actually the words that when Jesus started his ministry, public ministry, after his baptism and after being off in the wilderness for 40 days, he went to the synagogue one day, and it was his turn to read. That was the custom they used in the synagogue. Different people read at different times. And when it was your turn to read, you would take the scroll and you would read from the scroll. And then you would basically give a devotion on what you just read. And that was shared around with different people. It wasn't just one person who always did that. Everybody got a turn. And this day, when Jesus went to the synagogue, they handed him the scroll of Isaiah. And the words that you've heard twice today, he read. And then people paused and waited for him to give a devotion, some commentary, some insight into those words. And he told them, the words that you have heard today have come true this day. Because you see, Jesus Christ has come into our world and is the Messiah of God. Jesus Christ has come into our world and is the Messiah. Now, Messiah is a Hebrew word, which means anointed one. It means to have oil poured upon you, basically overflowing. Not just a sprinkle of oil, but for oil to be poured upon you in such a way that it flows over you, down through you, and allows other people to see that you're the one who's been chosen by God. And in this case, Jesus was the Messiah. The one anointed by God to bring us salvation. Now, the word Christ is the Greek word for Messiah. They both mean the same thing. Messiah being the Hebrew word, Christ being the Greek word. And in English, we would say anointed one. All three the same. And Jesus has been anointed to be the Messiah, to save us, to help us, to guide us, to lift us up, that we might have a relationship with God. And without the gift of Jesus Christ and Him being the anointed one of God, we would not have that. In a way, Jesus Christ made a bridge for us to cross over the gulf, the chasm of sin. Many people try to build their own way to God. Some try to build their own way to God by doing good works. And if I do enough good works, then God has to accept me. Nope. One sin ruins all the good works you got. Just one. And it doesn't matter whether it's what we consider to be a big sin or a little sin. Sin in God's eyes is sin. And that's why we needed the Messiah. That's why we needed Jesus Christ to step away from heaven I think about this often, especially as I hear people in the United States talk about, I got my rights. I got the right to do that. Jesus Christ stepped away from all of his rights as the Son of God. Stepped away from all the privileges that he had as the Son of God in heaven and came and walked here on earth as we walk. Think about that. He stepped away from all his rights and came and suffered for us that we might have life. And the Messiah proclaimed that good news to all people. And those who trust him will be blessed. Jesus came and proclaimed that good news to everybody, to each and every person. Yes, the person that calls you at supper time trying to sell you something. Jesus Christ died for them. Yes, the person that cuts you off on the interstate. From the left lane to the exit lane right in front of you. Jesus Christ came for them. Jesus Christ came for all of those in the Middle East, the Ukraine, and Russia who are perpetuating violence to solve an issue. Christ came for them. Every person, whether you're rich or whether you're poor, whether you have a big family or no family, Jesus Christ came for every person and to tell them that good news that God has provided a way through the Anointed One for us to have salvation, for us to have eternal life, for us to have so many blessings that we can't even count them. So many. Do you realize that? So many. See, the benefits abound when we believe in Jesus Christ. I've listed them out here that it talks about in this psalm, but let's talk about them. The benefits abound when we believe in Jesus Christ. Healing, freedom, release, comfort, new garments, joy, and praise. Healing. The Messiah came that the sickness of sin might be healed in this world. The Messiah came that I might be healed, that I might be made whole. You see, the Old Testament greeting and even the greeting nowadays in Israel, when you greet someone or when you say goodbye to them, you say shalom, which means peace. But it means so much more than that. It means may the fullness that God has designed for you be real in your life. May you live into the fullness that God wants you to live into. And for each one of us, that may be a different way that that path works. But God has a fullness and a design for you, and God wants to heal you. So that you can live that fullness. God wants to heal you so you can live that fullness. Now, sometimes we just need to be still enough to let God heal us. You ever tried to help a little kid that has been scraped up? And you got to tell him, sit still so I can help you, right? Sit still. Sometimes I think God just wants you to sit still for a moment so that God can touch the places that hurt, so that God can touch the places in your life that are wounded. God wants to heal you in all ways. God wants to bring healing to you. I know we talk about being a country of freedom. We have freedom to do this and freedom to do that and freedom. There is no such freedom without Jesus Christ. It's only in Christ that you have freedom. freedom to live the way that God's calling you to live, freedom to experience what God wants you to experience in this world, freedom to pause and think for a moment, freedom to let God love you. That freedom from sin only happens as a benefit of knowing Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. That's the only way that happens. No country can give that. No system can give that. Only Jesus Christ can bring that freedom. And folks, we need to be letting folks know about that. Release. I don't know how many of you have felt held back by something in your life, something that has happened and I'm held back from it and I can't move forward because this has happened to me. Jesus Christ says, I want to release you from that feeling. I want to let you move forward. I want to let you grow spiritually. You don't have to be held back because such and such happened in your history. Because somebody treated you wrong. Because somebody did you wrong. Because somebody said something to you wrong. Jesus says, I want to release you from those feelings. I want to release you from the bondage of sin. Folks, freedom and release only comes through the Messiah. Comfort. How many times do you... I just want to sit in my comfort zone. I just want to feel comfortable about things. I just want to know that I'm okay. Lord, I can only find that when the Lord helps me to find it. We talked about in our Principles of Faith time this morning about the shepherd that goes out to find the one lost sheep and leaves the 99 on their own. Somebody mentioned that that's not good economics. I go off to get one sheep and some more might wander off while I'm gone. But Jesus Christ cares about you so much that Jesus Christ comes and finds you to bring you comfort. I'm so thankful, even though I prayed for God to leave me alone. I did. December of 1980, I knelt by my bed in my dorm room and I said, Lord, go bug somebody else. Leave me alone. That was my actual prayer. Amen. And God said, no, I care about you so much, I'm not going to leave you alone. Talk about one of the best unanswered prayers that I know of. God did not answer that prayer the way I intended it to be answered. God said, I want to bring you comfort. I want to bring you release from the things that are holding you back. I want to bring you freedom. I want to bring you new garments to wear. Absolutely incredible. The garments of compassion. The garments of peace. The garments of love. You know, I can make a choice to put those clothes on in the morning. Right? Or I can make the choice to be a grumpy person all day if I want to be. That's my choice in the morning. And I can let something upset the apple cart, like there's not enough cereal left in the box and I forgot to get some more. And that could upset my apple cart for the whole day because I didn't have my cereal today. No, it's not Wheaties. I don't eat Wheaties. For those of you that remember those old ads. Or I can make the choice to put on the new garments of Jesus Christ. Garments that God has supplied through the Messiah. I can choose to be anxious. I can choose to be impatient. I can choose to be grumpy, but I can also choose to put on the new clothes and say, it's still a blessed day. It may be raining, it may be cold, it may be whatever. I can choose to still be happy, can't I? That's your choice. And one of the greatest things that I think you've heard today, more than once, it was four times in the psalm I read, it's the topic of the candle for today, joy. Because of what the Messiah has done for us, we should experience joy. Not come to church looking like we're going to a funeral. By the way, sometimes, from my perspective, I've seen people sitting there going, is he done yet? Is it going long today? I mean, joy. The Lord wants to bring us joy in the midst of everything that happens in our lives. Everything. Whether it's a good thing or a bad, God still wants us to be able to find joy right there at that moment. It's a calendar that sits on my desk. Some previous pastor left it here, and I've been reading it day by day. It's one of those day-by-day calendars that's eternal. It doesn't have days of the week on it. So for 7.5 years, I've been reading this calendar. And the saying, I'm going to paraphrase it because it was rather long and I don't know the whole thing. But the saying was basically, wanting is a desire not to live in the present moment. Wanting to be somewhere else. Wanting something else to be different. It's a desire not to live in the present moment. And you will never experience completeness until you can live in the present moment. You'll never experience completeness until you can live in the present moment. What joy is happening in this moment that you need to be part of? What joy is happening right now that you need to be part of? Instead of doing your grocery list for later this week. What joy is happening that you need to notice that God's bringing to you at this moment? Because it's happening. Can you be joyful? Didn't we just sing about that? We're supposed to be joyful because of the coming of the Messiah? Can you be joyful? That's a benefit for trusting in the Messiah as your Lord and Savior. The next one's praise. Can you sing God's praises? I know some of you are going to tell me you can't sing. I hope you realize that singing is just, in music, praising God for what God has done for us. And whether you think your voice sounds good or not, God's got some kind of special hearing aid, in case you didn't know this. And that hearing aid always makes God hear a good sound when you sing. Always. I know you might say to me, well, Pastor, I can't sing. Well, Moses said, Lord, I can't speak. And God said, who made your tongue? I did. Yes, you can speak. So I'm willing to say, yes, you can sing. To praise God, to lift God up, to talk about how great God is and what God has done for you. All of these benefits. Should we not be out there telling people about all of this? Look at what the Lord has supplied to me. The Lord has brought me healing and freedom and release and comfort and new garments and joy and peace. Says the people that live in the midst of those benefits, these people become a planting of God's righteousness to display God's splendor. One of the things I'll remember from the How to Pray book and the How to Pray videos, the team and the staff just finished that study this past week. And you'll have an opportunity to do that this next spring. They were preparing and readying themselves for being small group leaders to facilitate discussions about what you learned from the videos. But one of the stories that I remember that Pete Gregg shares, he shares it in the chapter talking about how to hear God. And he says one day he was walking down the street, and as he was walking down the street, he heard God say, "Look at that tree." And he stopped to look at the tree. And he started wondering, what's so great, what's so wonderful about this tree? What's going to happen? Is the tree getting ready to fall, and am I going to save somebody? Is there a cat up the tree for me to rescue? Is there something that's going to happen? So he's standing there looking at the tree. And he says, "God, okay, I saw the tree. What's up?" And he said he heard God say, "I just thought it was a good tree." Are you that kind of tree? Are you the kind of tree that somebody would ask God to stop and look at? It says the people that trust in the Messiah will become a planting of God's righteousness to display God's splendor. Are you the type of tree that people would stop to look at, to see the very splendor of God? Or are you the Charlie Brown Christmas tree, which, by the way, has a beauty of its own and has a story of its own? I miss the Charlie Brown Christmas tree because my nanny always had one. And I'm serious, it was always a Charlie Brown Christmas tree. She would not accept something that was this full. It had to look scraggly. It had to have about three or four branches, and that was it. And she would fight the guy at the Christmas tree lot to get the ugliest tree. And the guy said, "I don't want to sell it to you." And she said, "That's the one I want." And she would always bring it home and decorate it up. And it always looked just as wonderful as any other tree after Nanny decorated it. But are you the kind of tree planted to show God's splendor to this world that people will stop and pause and look at for a moment? The scripture says that those who trust in Jesus Christ as the Messiah will be that kind of tree. I still can see Pete's face when he says, "God just said, I thought it was a good-looking tree." How many times are we pausing to look at what God has in our lives and what God's brought to us? These people that trust in the Messiah, it says here at the end of this, that they will rebuild, restore, renew places that have been devastated for years. God wants you to help rebuild, to help restore, to help renew, to help recreate. God's asking you to be a co-creator in a new world right now. In a world that's filled with praise and joy and love and comfort and peace. God's asking you to be a co-creator in that. Can you? Well, I asked the wrong question, didn't I? Because the answer to my question is yes, you can. I guess the question really is, will you? Will you participate in what God wants you to participate in? To bring about in this world a place of joy, a place of love, a place of peace, of comfort. Will you? Because I know you can. It's not by your power that it happens. It's by the Messiah living in you and through you. The question is, will you? Will you live into these things that the Scripture talks about? Do you experience the benefits of being part of God's kingdom? Have you trusted in Jesus Christ? Have you? Fully, completely. It challenges me. It challenges me because I know, as D.L. Moody said, the world is yet to see a person that has fully given themselves to God. Have you? I know I got work to do. I know that I got work to do. To fully give myself to God. Have you trusted in Jesus Christ? And do you experience all the benefits of being part of God's kingdom as it talks about here in this scripture? Joy. That's our emphasis for today. Are you living it? Let's pray. Lord God Almighty, you bring so much to us. You challenge us in so many ways to live as you want us to live. And sometimes, Lord, it's easier for us to say, I'll attend to that later. But the truth is, we can only be complete and experience joy when we tend to it now. So help us, Lord, now to search our hearts and to see where we can give more, where we can become more as you want us to be, so that this world can be transformed by the very love of the Messiah and all that he's done for us. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.